This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Diving into the data to combat myths of dietary guidelines, particularly saturated fat connected to cardiovascular disease. Joining us, Dr. Greg Miller, Chief Science Officer with the National Dairy Council. And there's a different message from what we've been listening to all these years.
The Dietary Guidelines for Americans still recommend low-fat and fat-free dairy. But over the last 5 years, there's probably been 14 different systematic analysis and what we call meta-analysis, looking at all the data available out there, clearly showing that saturated fat is not related to risk of cardiovascular disease, mortality, or overall mortality. And then when we look at saturated fat in the context of dairy foods, what we see is not only does it not cause cardiovascular disease, there are emerging studies that show that it may reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease, particularly as it relates to stroke.
And that's a different message as science research continues to improve.
Well, you know, early on, the dietary guidelines were based on observational studies that had limited data, didn't control for a lot of the confounding variables. As nutrition science has evolved over the years, we've done a much better job controlling for those confounding variables, things that may be related but don't really have an effect.
Okay.
And now we can look at these more clearly, and as we do, what we see is that saturated fat, not related to cardiovascular disease, as we once thought, and particularly when that saturated fat comes in the form of dairy products. It's very unique in terms of dairy, because it may be other nutrients in it that may be offsetting the saturated fat, like the calcium or the protein.
Yeah.
So we can't look at nutrients in isolation. We need to look at nutrients as they come in this complex matrix called food, particularly dairy foods, and in this complex dietary pattern that we eat.
Okay.
And so that hasn't been accounted for in the past.
So how is the research accomplished? There are certain groups that eat a lot of dairy and other groups that don't?
Yeah, that's what we do. We look at populations prospectively. So we go in and measure their initial consumption of different foods and different types of foods, and then we follow them over time. And we try to account for, again, those confounding variables.
Yeah.
Do they exercise? Do they smoke? Do they drink alcohol? Are they male or female? What's their age? And we've gotten much better at measuring all those other factors as well and taking them into account when we do our analysis. And what we see is when you account for those other variables, saturated fat doesn't play out like you thought it would. We found out it's much more complicated than we thought before. We used to always talk about LDL or bad cholesterol.
Yeah.
Well, now we've learned that it's not just LDL. It's HDL, it's triglycerides, it's inflammation, and the ratios, and the particle size. Does the LDL come in a small, dense particle, or is it a large, fluffy particle? Because large, fluffy particles are not associated with risk. So, and genetics, of course, is a big factor as well, too.
So as we try to get the word out on this for consumers, how do scientists use social media, and is that a useful tool for them?
As a scientist, I really am a proponent for scientists to be engaged in the dialogue and the discussion. Particularly in the field of nutrition, there are too many people who are non-nutritionists who are engaging in the conversation, who are bringing a lot of emotion to the dialogue. We need rational discussion, we need good science, and we need that science in the perspective of the total available science, not just one study. And quite frankly, in my opinion, there are not enough scientists out there. And if I'm going to advocate for scientists to do it, then I got to do it. And
so it's
time consuming, but I feel an obligation.
Dr. Gregory Miller is Chief Science Officer with the National Dairy Council.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket, because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
More dairy heifers are leaving the U.S. Dave Natsky, editor of Progressive Dairyman, recently did an article that got a lot of traction online. He'll tell us the latest export numbers and trends, as well as advice for selling heifers. That's coming up tomorrow. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.